Officials in Iraq said Sunday that a second fire erupted on a key pipeline carrying oil to Turkey. There was also an apparent attack on the Baghdad water supply. The second oil line fire broke out Saturday night, not far from the scene of the first incident that happened on Friday. The two blazes sent smoke billowing into the air, and authorities say sabotage is suspected. Even before the second blaze was reported, U.S. officials in Baghdad estimated it would take as much as 2 weeks to get oil running again. The pipeline only started operating on Wednesday for the first time since the war began. In Baghdad, a main water line serving the northern sector of the city was blown up Sunday, cutting supplies to that part of town. The Red Cross said that up to 300,000 people in Baghdad are without water until repairs can be completed. Army officials also confirmed that three mortars were fired into the Abu Ghraib prison on the outskirts of Baghdad Saturday, killing six Iraqi detainees and injuring many more. Around 500 prisoners, including common criminals and suspected anti-American guerrillas, are housed in tents while the main prison building is being renovated. Military authorities also confirmed that one Danish soldier and two Iraqis were killed Saturday night in a firefight north of Basra. Until now, all coalition casualties have been American or British. Denmark has a contingent of around 400 troops in Iraq. Efforts to export Iraqi crude have been hampered by outdated equipment and continual sabotage by guerrillas said to be loyal to the regime of Saddam Hussein. U.S. forces and the appointed Iraqi Governing Council have tried to speed up the repair of pipelines in order to generate the income needed to help rebuild the country. Kirk Troy for VOA News, Baghdad.